Let's open our Bibles, please, to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1. And then if you have chapter 1, just flip over to the third chapter and hold your place there for a verse or two of Scripture in the third chapter. We'll read verses 1 through 7. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Now let's turn to the third chapter, beginning with verse 15. Chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Glance back at verse 15. This is our text. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. We're talking about Timothy. We're talking about the Holy Scriptures. And the first passage we read was concerning his mother and his grandmother and the faith that he was instilled in him because of them. Now then, there are many mothers in the Bible that we could preach on. We could go back and talk about Jochebed, the mother of Moses. She saved her son to be God's prophet and Israel's deliverer. You could go back and talk about Hannah, a mother that prayed for a son, and God gave her Samuel, which means, his name means ask of God. We could talk about Elizabeth, who prayed for a son, and she was given the mighty John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ. But Timothy's mother and grandmother taught him the scriptures from infancy, and we'll find out many things about studying this passage of scripture. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scripture, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. One of the greatest responsibilities laid upon mothers today, as in the days of the Apostle Paul and in the days of Timothy, is that they need to be taught the Word of God, the teaching of the Holy Scriptures. Or teaching our children, we should say, the Holy Scriptures. We're living in a day when Paul had prophesied that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. It was already true in Paul's day, but it's getting worse and worse all the time. And our children need to be taught. Mothers take that responsibility many times. We know fathers take that responsibility because the Bible teaches that they're responsible. But many times we find that fathers fail in it and mothers continue to do it. Or vice versa, it's happened that way, where mothers fail to do it and fathers have to take up the responsibility of teaching their children the Holy Scriptures. Neglecting or failing in this matter becomes especially important that we in our church and in our Sunday school take up the slack where fathers and mothers have failed. We want to encourage fathers and mothers to teach the Holy Scriptures. But we find many times that if it's a neglect in the family, you know, sometimes fathers and mothers will send their children and say, well, I'll send the kids to Sunday school. Well, what about bringing your children to Sunday school? That's a responsibility that rests upon them. And then if it fails, what about if they are just sent or picked up by someone or brought or managed to get to church or Sunday school? Then it becomes necessary that our teachers teach the children in the Sunday school and in church. And that's why we have Sunday school teachers, because not only those that do have parents that guide them, but some that do not. And we find that that's many times the case of children. I mean, looking at this work of God's grace in the life of Timothy, we find it was by the grace of God that he learned the Holy Scriptures because of the conditions in his home. His mother and his grandmother at least brought him up in the right way. And as we look at it, there are four things I'd like to give you. First, this work of grace started with early instructions. Second, it was quickened and made effectual by saving faith. There came a time that he really believed on the Lord. If you notice, Paul says, "My own son in the faith," in some scripture. It means that Timothy had been taught by his mother and grandmother, and yet when the time of his conversion came about, well, the Apostle Paul had witnessed to him, and he really was prepared to believe the message of Christ, crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection, and believed the gospel and was saved. The effect, the third thing, is the effect that was created and the character that was molded, the solid character that came about as a result of his faith. And last of all, what it produced. It produced in his life great usefulness as far as a servant of God. And we know that Timothy turned out to be a very useful person to Paul and to others as he preached and as he taught as a young preacher. First of all, let's consider that it started with early instruction. It says that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. That means from a very child, from a babe. A child just rising out of infancy. During the first months of a child's life, it learns more than we can imagine that it learns. Any baby that comes into this world, it learns the love of its mother. It learns, to our amazement, its own independence. It learns its dependence, but it learns its independence too. It learns the meaning of obedience. It should be taught to obey. And the necessity of yielding to a higher will than that of its own. And you know, we have to be converted and become as little children because we have to yield as grown-ups, as anyone, any person, to a higher will than that of our own. The will of God. You know, you find people say, "I'll do as I please." Well, you will to a point, but there's a time that you will not do as you please. And we need to recognize that God has control over our lives, regardless of whether we want to admit it or not. We cannot always do the thing that we want to do only. So we have to learn to yield to God's will. And the Bible teaches us that we must humble ourselves as a little child. And except you do, Jesus said, you cannot enter the kingdom. So we must become as little children. Very simple things may be learned early in life to shape one's life for the future. Lessons we might learn as newborn babes of Christ, as Christians. But the Holy Scriptures may be learned by children as soon as they are capable of understanding anything. The Word of God needs to be taught by mothers and fathers at home and also in all of our Sunday school classes. They need to learn to read the Bible. By the way, did you know it's on record through the years before we had some of the primary books and beginner's books in school that the best way children could learn to read was to read the Bible? It's the best instrument of learning how to read. Better than any books you can get. In fact, that's the way it was taught in the early years of our nation's history. And even beyond that, before we were a nation, it was known that the ones that had Bibles, especially in England, Scotland, Ireland, in the UK, but we find that you may learn it early in life, the Scriptures. I remember our son at one time, you know, they used to, and I've told you this before, there's not anything probably I haven't told you before, but you get a new pair of socks, and you know how on the bottom they'd have the brand and all that stuff on the printed in black ink, you know, and almost any, in the old days, you'd get a pair of socks, you know who made them, you know what size they were, it had sizes and all kinds of information on there, kind of material. But anyway, my son one day, he's just a little boy, he says, "Mama, tell me that scripture that's on there." Everything that was written to him was scripture, because he had been taught from scripture. And you know, it wasn't such a bad thing to know that at least he had scripture on his mind when he saw something printed. But we need to realize that children can learn at an early age. You know, sometimes I preach sermons here, and there'd be some little boy or girl in the congregation, and afterward they'd give me a complete outline, 7 points of the outline of my message. And then I wonder how many adults really got the points as I went through. But these children are able to learn, and more so than we believe. So it says, "And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation." In the case of Timothy, let's notice the admirable selection of the instructors for him, his mother, his grandmother Lois, and his mother Eunice. His father was a Greek and possibly a heathen, but he had a faithful grandmother, and his mother, once a devout Jewish and afterward a firm believing Christian, taught him the Word of God. It's good when families can teach children, fathers and mothers can teach children the Word of God. And the subject of instruction was the Holy Scriptures. Notice, it was the Holy Scriptures. He was led to respect the Word of God and to reverence the Word of God. This is the exact opposite of the attitude of the world at large today. You know, you find many people ridiculing the Word of God. And especially those of us who believe that the Bible is God's revelation to man and that we should obey it, believe it, follow it, teach it and preach it. And there are many in the world today that really make light of it in so many ways. No reverence for the Word of God by many this day and hour, but rather ridicule and criticism of it. And someone might say, "Well, I live according to God's Word because the Bible tells me to do thus and so." Well, others make fun of it. They do not believe that that's our instructions. But our instruction does come from God's Word. But to know the Holy Scripture, his mother and his grandmother were dedicated to accomplish this just as mothers should be dedicated to do today. And just as all of our teachers in our Sunday school should be dedicated to do today. May our children know the virtues and the necessity of several things, that the fundamentals of the faith that the Bible teaches, of the atoning blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He died to make atonement for our sins, that He paid the supreme sacrifice on the cross of Calvary for our salvation. We sing the song, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." We need to know the power of His resurrection. We need to know the glory of His second coming. May all the doctrines of grace and of faith be instilled in our children today. That man is a sinner, and God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Most all the children can learn this. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God promises salvation to every repentant and believing person in this world. They need to know these things so that their minds and hearts may be open to receiving the Lord as their Savior. They're capable of learning this. That's why you have many children that are saved at a young age. The teaching was effectual for Timothy, not only by his mother and grandmother, but by the Apostle Paul. He not only knew the Holy Scriptures, but they made him wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. In other words, he learned them early enough to be instilled with the doctrines of grace and of faith, and then when the proper time came, he would accept the Lord as his Savior. By the way, many of you have heard the Word of God throughout the years and have not responded and accepted Jesus. Some have. But it doesn't mean that the Word is not sown there. It is sown in the heart. In the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 34, let me read this scripture for you. 2 Chronicles 34 and verse 3. We find a young king. Josiah was 8 years old, and he began to reign over Jerusalem in verse 1. But in verse 3 it says, this is 2 Chronicles 34, verse 3, "For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father. In the 8th year, and in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem." And he put out the high places and all the things. He began to act as a king and a ruler at the age of 8. Very young, isn't it? But what happened? He began to seek out the Lord God of David. He wanted to follow God's way of leadership. Now, something had to happen to him in those previous years. He had to be taught something about how to act, just as Timothy was taught how to act. You know, God has His way in the lives of children from birth onward. Let me read in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1. In verse 4 it says, "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying..." This is Jeremiah the prophet. "And the word of the Lord came to me, saying..." Listen. "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee." That means he was set apart from birth. "And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." Do you think God doesn't have His way in the framing of the life of a person? And even from conception onward? And that's why it's so wicked for these abortion laws that we have today not to be reckoned with and dealt with in the right way. "Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child." But remember, he was a young man at that time. But remember that he says, "Before I formed thee in the belly," God said, "I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." No wonder when Moses' parents looked at him when he was first born and they saw that he was a proper child. They saw he was a goodly child, it's stated in another scripture. Every child should have an opportunity, and mothers have a great responsibility to bring this about in their lives. Faith, it was quickened and made effectual by saving faith. It says, "In that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures." That's what Paul said to Timothy. "Which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." It was quickened and made effectual by saving faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is that grace which brings immediate salvation. Many dear children are called of God very early in life, and some cannot even tell exactly when they were converted. They know that as they go along in life that something happened to them back there when they believed. And it was of a divine nature that this happened. But as time passed, they know that they had passed from death into life. You know, you and I do not know the time of everything. Everything happens. We have on our calendars and forecasts the time of sunrise. But you know, we may be sleeping. It may come up. And whether we're mindful of it or not, it does. It happens. If we sleep till noon, it still rose that morning, didn't it? There was a sunrise. We do not know when everything happens in life. Notice that it is by faith that we continue and advance in salvation. We begin in faith, and we cannot advance a step but by faith. Believe God and you have made progress, but only through faith which is in Christ Jesus. We need to be brought to the place that we can answer and give answer to men of the hope that is within us. Notice that by faith, knowledge is turned into wisdom. Scriptural knowledge is wisdom when it influences the heart. You go back in the Proverbs, you'll find knowledge and wisdom is spoken of time and time again. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We need to come to the place that God's Word influences our hearts and minds daily. It affects the daily life that we live. It rules the mind and sanctifies the spirit. It gives us courage when we need to be courageous. It gives us strength when we're weak, and it gives us His assurance when we do not have assurance. The effect of that Word produced a solid character in Timothy. The man who, from a child, has known the Holy Scriptures, when he obtains faith in Christ, will be grounded and settled in abiding principles of God's unchanging Word. The book of Colossians chapter 2, let me read this. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 7, I believe it is, if I can find it. Colossians 2 and verse 7, it says this: rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Notice all the things that are involved here. Rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught. You would not be established in the faith if you had not been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. So we find the effect that is produced. Timothy had faith. We might describe it as, he said, the unfeigned faith which is in me. Unfeigned means without hypocrisy, without dissimulation. That's a description of his faith. The quality of it was genuine, it's real, it is sincere. Do you have that kind of faith in your life today? The subject of his faith was the subjects his mother and his grandmother had brought him to the place. And how he received such faith? By being taught the Word of God, by reading and meditation, and by prayers. I'm sure they prayed for him often. The results of his faith, what it produced, salvation. And Paul says in the context, for God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. He had power and love and of a sound mind. When we think of the faith of Timothy, it creates this solid character. He's grounded and settled in the abiding principles of God's Word. He will not be carried to and fro by every wind of doctrine that comes along. That's Ephesians 2, verse 4, verse 14. It says, be not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. People will not be easily moved aside if they have faith and it's genuine and if they're grounded in the Holy Scriptures. He had a personal faith in Christ. He became a personal student of the Word because he was told to study and show thyself. Paul said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. He yields himself to the supernatural of the Scriptures, to the God-inspired. It says, every word of God is divinely inspired. What does it continue to say in that passage? And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And it says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means it's God-breathed. The word inspiration means God-breathed. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. And we find that because of this, it will produce, and did produce in Timothy, great usefulness. You have to be useful in the service of God, and it produced this in Timothy. There was a reason Timothy, above all others, became the choice companion of the Apostle Paul, a minister and an evangelist. And you know, Paul told Timothy at one time, he says, the words that you've received, I want you to commit unto faithful men, that they may be able to teach others also. He became one that would not only teach the word himself and preach it, but he would commit it to others that they could in turn teach others also.